This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, which is Thursday. Thanks for joining us. We are tuning in. You're tuning in to WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. As we tune into His Word, we let Him speak through His Word. God always has a word for you. And His Word is actually in His Word. The Logos is the Word of God. And we know that Jesus Christ Himself is the embodiment of the Word of God, and a proper name for Him, the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. I'm the pastor of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Love to see you. We'd love to see you this Sunday. I'm going to take a one-week break this week because we're having communion this week. We're going to have communion to honor the Lord, and we're going to honor fellow member of ours, Bill Steinbrick, who's back from Israel and is going to be in the house this week, and we're going to have communion, and I thought it'd be a great time to preach a sermon on communion, and it's called Holy Communion the Right Way. It's a look at, well, it speaks for itself. You know, there is a right and a wrong way of partaking of Holy Communion. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and you can see the terrible things that happen for taking communion the wrong way. Bible's got a lot to say about that. That will be my message this week. You are invited. Sunday morning, 10:30, we are going to worship the Lord. I'm going to preach the word, Holy Communion the right way. And then following that, we indeed will take Holy Communion the right way. We've got food catered from Sonny's Barbecue right after the service. Why don't you come by and worship with us this weekend? Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, Sunday morning, 10:30. Here in the meantime, we're going to wrap up the study here today of Revelation chapter 14, at least the first half of chapter 14. And there are some things I didn't get time to get to in this. And that is at the end of this text here. We didn't have time to get to it. And it's verse 13, Revelation 14, 13. It says, "Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works. Follow them." So I was thinking about this. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. I was thinking, well, why is that? Well, the answer is because, you know, it's like the old Monopoly game. Remember where it says, do not pass. What does it say? Go immediately to jail. If you pass, go, do not collect the $200. Or else if you're driving on the highway out here, if you have to pay a toll, if you've got one of those thingies that you stick in your windshield, it's called an easy pass, right? Well, if you die at this time, you've got an easy pass. If you die in the Lord, that is, there's no waiting period. You are not going to wait until resurrection day when the dead in Christ will rise first, and then your body will be transformed into something permanent. Here, you see, you are going to go directly. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Because this is going to be after when the Lord comes back and gets his own. When you die at this point, you will die and your body will be instantly transformed to what it's going to be. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. And we see quotation marks around spoken words by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is a person. He is his own person. He's the third person of the Trinity, but he's not just he's not a wind. He's not an inanimate object. We read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. You can't grieve an inanimate object. You can't grieve wind. You grieve a person, and the Holy Spirit is a person. That's what I wanted to look at here today. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on, because absent from the body is present with the Lord. But not just your soul, but you will be present with the Lord in the new glorified body. And we see quotation marks around spoken words of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is a person. Okay, let's get right to this program now. Just 6 or 7 minutes of this program. The last of this sermon, Blessed Are the Truth Speakers.
Okay, let me move on here. I got to move on. It's 11:30. Saying with a loud voice, fear the Lord and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. You will worship him who's made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And another, a second angel, followed, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, from the wine of the wrath of her fornication. She has made all the nations to drink. So look what's finally on the scene in the book of Revelation. Babylon. All right, why Babylon? Where's Babylon? In the Old Testament, Babylon was the name of both an evil city and an immoral empire. A world center for idol worship. Outside that city, Nebuchadnezzar had built a great statue, an image to himself. Remember back in Daniel? And he had required everyone to worship it. The Babylonians had ransacked Jerusalem and taken many of the people there into captivity. Now, just as Babylon had been Judah's worst enemy, the Roman Empire was the worst enemy of the early Christians. John, who probably did not dare speak openly against Rome, was applying the name Babylon to this enemy of God's people. Okay, here in Revelation, Babylon is the name given to the civilization seduced by the Antichrist. We'll see that in chapter 17 and 18. But did you know that before his demise, Saddam Hussein was rebuilding Babylon? He was almost done with it before he was killed. Which is in modern-day Iraq, is where Babylon is. But will we see a resurgence of Babylon? Or is Babylon a Christian code word, or better yet, a symbol for Rome? That's what I think. Let me read this verse to you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13. 1 Peter 5:13, it says this. This is what Peter wrote like in the last verse of his letter. He says, speaking of his wife, she who was in Babylon, elect together with you, greet you. And so does Mark, my son. Now, as far as we know, the apostle Peter never, ever set foot in Babylon. He was never there. No, to the early Christians, Babylon meant Rome. It was a code word for Rome. Okay, verse 9. And the third angel and his message and warning. Then the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself will drink of the wine of the wrath of God poured out full strength. My translation says poured out undiluted into the cup of his indignation. Boy, talking about wishing you had something diluted, you know, the way they dilute things. A little bit of bleach, a cup of, a thimble of bleach and 50 gallons of water. How about the wrath of God undiluted? That's right. You see, that doesn't have to be your future, though. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. The wrath of God undiluted does not have to be your destiny. You can change your destiny right here at 11:33 on Sunday morning, or anytime you hear this on the podcast today or on the radio this week. The wrath of God undiluted does not have to be your destiny. Peace, joy, salvation, eternal life, peace that passes all understanding, and whoever overcomes, I will grant with them to sit on my throne, Jesus said. How would you like to sit on Jesus' throne next Thursday? He's done the work. All you have to do is receive him as your Lord and Savior. You won't even break a nail doing that. That's a good idea. We'll stop here for today. We don't need to read any more than this. There is no repentance from this. The Bible says he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. Think about that. There's all different smoke we see, right? There's cigarette smoke. There's cigar smoke. There's even smoke around the Pope, right? Black smoke, they haven't picked a new one. White smoke, they have. There's smoke from fire. There's smoke from birthday candles. And here, you've got torment smoke. Torment smoke. There is no repentance from taking the mark of the beast or worshiping the Antichrist or bowing down the knee to his icon either. So that answers the question today. What happens to me if I take the mark of the beast? Answer, torment smoke forever and ever. At least you're going to hear the truth here today. And that is, if you're alive at this time and the end of the age, you don't take the mark of the beast because there's no repentance from it. But that's not your lot. Here in chapter 14, there's no sign of Christians anywhere in there because the Lord's kept his promise and has already come back. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He tells the truth too. He is the truth.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you can be with all those in the heavenly Mount Zion. This mark of the beast and the wrath of God poured out undiluted, that's not your lot.
That's right.
That's not for you. Mansions is what's for you. Lord God, we praise you today.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web.